Tensions are growing as Metro continues to clear out a homeless camp between Fort Negley and the Adventure Science Center, which is where a tractor was tearing out trees and bushes yesterday, WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
After about 6 months squatting on the hillside, Denise Gagnon is feeling increasingly threatened since the city began eviction proceedings that started with trespass citations and now a tractor that's cutting paths a few feet from her tent.
But they're coming way down close to the camps and everything, and it's really got everybody scared half to death, you know.
She says she's not packed yet and doesn't really have another place she wants to go. She relayed her story to homeless outreach worker Dennis Huey. He rushed to the campsite Wednesday after being told that more trees were being cleared.
Well, it looks like Metro Parks is in here now, slowly but surely trying to squeeze the people out of here by knocking down the forest.
Huey followed the path of stumps and tire tracks up the hill to the stone wall of historic Fort Negley. That's where the tractor had parked. With Metro Police observing, he challenged a Metro Parks supervisor about the clearing process, and he got some pushback.
You don't need to be jumping on our guys.
I'm not jumping on them. He came in within 5 feet of a tent.
The officers asked them to cut it off. None would answer questions, and Metro Parks leadership did not return calls to WPLN. Later, though, Mayor Megan Barry reiterated her stance that city land isn't suitable for camping and that it must be reclaimed for public use and new trails. She said an offer to store the belongings of campers still stands, but she wouldn't say how physical the eviction could become.
Well, the next step is that people need to vacate the property. And I think that what we've said is we are working very hard to find a place for folks to go. We have identified a place for everybody to go.
Those locations include shelters and a church property. Dozens have relocated, including to other impromptu campsites. But a handful remain, with little sign that they'll move willingly. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.